Good evening, millionaires. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets. Right? So I know. Today was definitely a difficult day in the market with Nifty opening kind of positively with positive cues from the international markets. Things were not that bad at the time of opening. It wasn't expected to be such a negative day where Nifty has given a 3 months low close. I mean, Nifty hasn't closed so low in the last 3 months, right? September, October, November. It's 6th of December and we're seeing a fresh low. Nifty closing strongly below 17,000 and that too at nearly 16,900. Now, it has clearly reached the support zone, which I always talk about with this 16,700 to 16,900. So, as long as 16,700 is not broken on the lower side, I'm not that worried, to be very honest. But hey, a strong close below 17,000 is definitely a matter of concern, right? So, again, the price action from here can be very simple. Let's definitely look into that for the coming days. We'll definitely do that. But yeah, looking at the markets today, Nifty underperforming Bank Nifty because, again, almost all the sectors in Nifty falling today. All, let me repeat, each and every sectoral index closing more than 1% in the red today. That's how weak today was, right? Nifty closing at 16912, Bank Nifty closing at 35735, Nifty underperforming Bank Nifty. So Nifty has formed a 3 month low, Bank Nifty hasn't. Compared to last Tuesday, Bank Nifty had actually given an even lower close. So Bank Nifty hasn't moved down so much as Nifty today. There are a lot of things to be talked about Bank Nifty. We'll do that in tonight's show. So yeah, without further ado, let's get right into it. The name is Shariq Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. Right, so quickly looking here, good to see Anish Matthew making 2.2% profit today. Avilash Abhi making 2.7% profit in short selling. That's really good to see, right? So I always talk about this. Whenever there is a fall in the market, I see fear, uncertainty, doubt. Yeah, I mean, in the crypto market, it's very famously termed as FUD, right? FUD, F-U-D, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. I see this happening even in the so-called matured equity and F&O markets. But as I always say, I mean, whenever market coming down, it's an opportunity. Look at it as an opportunity. As a long-term investor, it's an opportunity to invest more, average, buy more quality fundamental stocks at a discounted price. As a trader, if you can get the direction right, then trade and short sell when the market is moving down. Sell futures, buy put options and make or sell call options, right? And you can make money, right? As Abhilash Abhi just did today. So I hope you get the whole point that we need not get into the thoughts of FUD when there is a fall happening in the market. So it's all psychological, right? It's all okay. I know, looking into my swing portfolio, I know how difficult it is. But that's all part of the game, right? Anyways, speaking about the trade ideas that we shared via the app today, SBI was shared. Again, it was a short sell trade, SBI to be shorted below 470, and it was an easy 1% profits there. And as you know, I don't enter my option selling trades on Mondays. I don't trade on Fridays as well. Tuesday is when I normally trade. But last Tuesday, I stayed away looking at the condition in the market. Even tomorrow, I might stay away. I'm still looking at the markets. If things are unclear, if things are uncertain, I tend to stay away. But even last week, if you look, I only trade on Wednesday and Thursday. My option selling weekly index option selling trades still made 2% last week. So that's all right. So let me see how what's happening in the market and I'll reach a decision tomorrow. Let's enter the first segment of the show, Markets Today. Nothing much to be said about the markets today. As I said in the beginning, all the sectoral indices closing down by more than 1%, including Nifty small cap, mid cap indices. Out of Nifty 50 stocks, just one stock closed in the green, and that's UPL. We did discuss about the positive sentiments around UPL last week. Otherwise, 49 stocks out of the 50 Nifty 50 stocks closing in the red today. Omicron update for sure, because that's definitely talk in the town. 21 cases have been reported so far. But one good thing there again coming from the government today is that 85% of the eligible Indian population, they've been vaccinated with the first dose. Now, that's kind of positive, I would say. But then we can see a lot of media houses starting to talk about a third lockdown, right? Which might not be as strict as the second lockdown. But I always say, right, media love to sensationalize stuff. They love clicks. They love eyeballs. To get that, they'll write anything up. So I don't think there is a concrete update on the same. So I wouldn't take that seriously. Right. Now, yeah, looking into the markets, it was very, very... What I'm not sure about the exact word, because it was very weird to see the point that our markets were falling. I mean, there was no point where it felt like we're taking support, right? Nifty looked like it was taking support at 1700. Once 1700 was taken out, then 1780, 1730, but it was just falling down. After 17,030, then 16900 was the next top, right? Looking at Bank Nifty, good to see that Bank Nifty tried taking a support at 36,000, but no, it continued falling, right? The point I'm trying to convey here is the international markets are trading in the green. European indices, FTSE, for example, is trading more than 1% up. European trade markets in the green. The US futures are almost in the green. It's just NASDAQ after the jobs data coming out last week in the red. Otherwise, even US is looking good as of now. So the kind of fall we saw today, Nifty falling down by 1.65%, nearly 300 points from intraday high to intraday low. Bank Nifty falling down by 1.27%. I mean, it was definitely difficult to see given the fact that the Western markets are doing well, right? Anyways, Nifty, as mentioned, has fallen nearly 300 points from the intraday high. Took support at 17,100 for good, but then kept falling throughout the day. And Nifty IT was the largest contributor to the fall. If you remember last week, Nifty outperformed Bank Nifty. Why? IT stocks performed out of the 5 days. I guess 3 days, Nifty IT performed well and took Nifty up while Bank Nifty was a bit weak. This time today around, Bank Nifty has fallen 1.27%, but Nifty IT falling by 2.7%, thereby Nifty underperforming today, right? Infosys down by 2.32%, TCS down by 2.86%, and then Reliance, another heavyweight, down by nearly 2% in the day. Looking into Bank Nifty, again, one good thing again, Bank Nifty, I'm again talking about Bank Nifty showing some sort of a strength today, is because Bank Nifty could cross the day's high. So it opened at a high, then started moving down a bit. A good low was created. Then it started moving up. The day's high was broken and then started the general weakness in the markets. And along with Nifty, Bank Nifty also fell. Took support at 36,000. Absolutely good to see that. But then that too getting broken and closing at 35,735 is what we could see. Sectors we already talked about. Speaking about the buzzing stocks from the day, nothing much to be spoken about here. UPL, as I said, the only Nifty 50 stock to close in the green. Otherwise, Coal India. I could see a lot of Coal India investors talking about Coal India on social media today, right? Coal India down by 7%, opening with a large gap down. Hey, check your bank accounts. You would have received dividends, right? Coal India had issued dividends, and that is the reason why the stock is down so much. IndusInd Bank. I hope you remember our discussion around IndusInd Bank and the fact that I did not enter into IndusInd Bank yet. Absolutely feel good about it now, right? IndusInd Bank, I mean, it did come down 25-30% from the recent high. Then it started moving up for 2 days and then, yep, falling down by 3% again. Vodafone Idea continuing the dream run that it is in, moving up by another 3.8% when the whole of the market is down, as what we could see. And good to see Vodafone Idea is back to 15 rupees mark now. Let me see if we have any update on the FIIDAI data. I don't think I have it yet. Let me see by the time if I end the show. Okay, I have it. It's just out. And I see FIIs, as expected, have sold for 3,361 crores. DAIs have bought for 1,701 crores. Now, there was an expectation that since the FII selling amount was decreasing day by day, there was an expectation that there can be a turnaround. Hasn't happened yet. And again, I mean, if you know this financial year in the US is from Jan to December, so there's a lot of settlements and adjustments and stuff that they'll have to do as part of their accounting work. So let's see. December can get a bit uncertain because of that. So that's definitely interesting. Moving ahead into the next segment of the show, markets tomorrow. Looking into the Western markets, we already discussed about this. European markets up by nearly 1%. US futures, S&P 500 and Dow Jones in the green. Well in the green, I would say. And NASDAQ slightly in the red. But again, price action after opening is absolutely important. But let's see what exactly is in the stores there. SGX Nifty slightly above from Nifty's close at 16,963. And there are a lot of data to come out this week. Our Indian Monetary Policy Committee announcement is to happen on Wednesday. But again, not much of a major announcement is expected there. Interest rates can be similar. It would be a hawkish view on the market, and thereby the event can become a non-event. And then on Thursday, China's inflation data will be out. And Friday, US inflation data will be out. So Friday is going to be super important even for the next week, right? US already talking about tapering bond purchase, increasing the pace of tapering even. And if, oh my boy, the inflation data comes out interesting, then we might be seeing something in the market for sure. I hope it's a positive trigger, but we don't know, right? I mean, given the condition, I hope you remember the last inflation data, which came out really bad for the market. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing that on Friday. Looking into OI analysis, I only see calls written everywhere in Nifty, in Bank Nifty. I'm not even getting into the exact strikes at which the largest call OI build up is, because it's calls everywhere. The put call ratio, in fact, is at 0.4. So, that's a recent low, I think. Calls written everywhere, looking at the negativity today, but it's all about triggers, right? So I know, looking at price action, it's a clear bearish outlook that we have on Nifty and Bank Nifty, but the whole this region I consider as a support zone. So in Nifty, I'm looking forward to 16,800, absolutely, and 16,700 also as supports. If you look into the chart, you'll see 16,700 is a major, major support for Nifty. It's 10% down from the recent high. There's a Fibonacci level support also. Fibonacci retracement level support also at 16,700. So that's the next major support I'll be watching out for in Nifty. So in case if Nifty plans to move up, it takes resistance at, say, 17,000 or 17,050, and then comes down again and closes below 17,000. Now, that's a retest, which is weak, and that is when I'll worry more. Let's see if that's happening, right? So, yeah, definitely looking into the market. So, calls everywhere, bearish indication everywhere. We also discussed the important support zones in Nifty, support levels in Nifty, speaking about support levels in Bank Nifty. Major, major levels to be discussed. Bank Nifty today took support at nearly 35,600. And what is 35,600? 200 days, symbol moving average, daily candle. 200 daily candles, symbol moving average of Bank Nifty is at 35,600. And that has acted as a support today. So tomorrow, all my eyes will be there. If there is weakness, I would be seeing how Bank Nifty, or how strongly Bank Nifty is breaking 35,600, 35,500 and closing below that, sustaining that, right? Even below that, I know there are two schools of thoughts. 35,600 is where the 200 days symbol moving averages. 35,000, exactly around 35,000 is where the 200 days exponential moving averages. So I know two different schools of thoughts. Let's watch both the levels is what I would say. If not 35,600, then 35,000 is the next level to watch out for. So yeah. This is how I'm looking at the markets. And VIX has shot up again to nearly 20, right? I mean, last week we saw the same thing happening. VIX shooting up to 20 and then coming down to nearly 15, 16, moving up again. So VIX itself being volatile is an observation that we've been having lately. So let's see. I'll be observing the markets very closely tomorrow. I might delay my option selling trade for this week. Till Wednesday, let me see the condition of the market, the price action in the market tomorrow. That's when and how I'll decide. Right. So, yeah, that's it from my side. Make sure that you read my pre-market report at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow to enter tomorrow's market with a lot of confidence. And as you can see the setup, I don't have the watch list ready yet. Right. So I'm not giving the watch list yet. Cool. So I see there are two super chats here. One is from Basit Mohammed. As always, can you explain how you increased your capital from 0 to 2 crores, right? So I always say this, right? I mean, when you look at influencers, when you look at people who are on YouTube, and even people around you who are working, so market shouldn't just be your single source of income. I always say this, right? So when you are planning to sell options with, say, 1 crore, I always say this. Do not think about or plan about creating the capital for trading by trading itself. Do you get the point? It's like telling, hey, I want to start a business, a textile shop, a textile business, and it will cost me 1 crore rupees. How do I make the money? By doing textile business, that's not practical, right? So yeah, I do have other sources of income, as you can see. I have my YouTube, I have brand deals, I have salary from my company. I've had salaries earlier, I've sold my company. So yeah, I've had and still have multiple sources of income, and that's how my capital is big, right? Yes. The next one is from Atish. I value of tea power is less than market long term. I value of tea power. Oh, okay. Intrinsic value of Tata Power is less than market long term. Yeah, I mean, I always believed in Tata Power as a very, very bullish long term stock. So yeah, no large comments around that. Absolutely. Invested in it heavily for the long term. So yeah, sure. Cool. So I think that's it. I don't see any more questions. So yeah, again, these are days when we have to talk about how to deal with our psychology, right? Because again, given that more of you are beginners, and also even if not beginners, I'm sure a lot of you would be holding on to a swing portfolio, which is deep in the red, just like me again. And your long-term portfolio, your mutual funds all have taken a hit. They're showing, the kind of gains that they showed earlier, that's not there anymore. Even the crypto market is down a lot. So difficult days for sure. But again, these are part of this. And again, it's an opportunity for the right people, for the right traders, for the right investors. So you can probably use this opportunity to your good effect, and that's what I'm doing, and that's what I want all of you to do, right? Cool. So that's it from my side. Wishing you all the very best for tomorrow and this week specifically. Let's see where the market is going. This is Mr. Adishaktam signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.